You know, as I was praying and thinking about this special service today, because I think that Father's Day is a special day. And I know we have a new holiday that has been established, a new federal holiday on this week. I think that Father's Day overtakes that. Amen. Because fathers are so important. And I was thinking about Father's Day and how it means and what it means to me and what I feel like I need to hear as a father and as a man. I've come up with a sermon that's really more addressed to myself than it is probably to the rest of you, but I hope that this morning you find something in it as well. And as I preach to myself this morning, I'll be preaching for the next 20 or so minutes. I hope that's not too long for you. I hope I hope you can get through it without being mad at me. Hurt feelings as I preach to myself. I hope I don't get mad at the preacher and never be back. You know, as I preach to myself, I want you to listen as I preach to myself this morning. I come to a conclusion that a man controls the quality of his relationships. If you add up the quality of a man's different relationships, the sum will equal the quality of the man. So I would like for us to look at our different relationships that we have and evaluate the quality of each relationship against what God's plan is and see what kind of men that we really are. And in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, it says, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." I think about that a man's relationship to his children and how important it is. First of all, this relationship, if it wasn't for this special relationship, we wouldn't be celebrating this day at all, right? So it's a good place to start, I think, is a relationship with our children. So as a father, I want you to look at your relationship that you have with your children. How are you doing in that? And I think all of us could answer that question in many different ways, but yet would conclude that we all have a lot of work to do, don't we? Do you spend time with your children? Think about that. How much time do you spend with your children? Do you express your love for your children in word, in touch, in guidance? Do you provide guidance wrapped in love that draws them closer to the Lord? Or do you provide guidance that is wrapped in harshness that pushes them away? That's what that scripture is talking about. Don't exasperate your children to the point that they run away from you and run away from the relationship that they have with the Father in heaven as well. Paul speaks to his fathers along these lines when he says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." Do you, as of course, according to our manual, when we dedicate our kids and babies like we did just a few weeks ago, it says in there, "Teach them early to fear the Lord. Watch over their education that they do not be led astray." And boy, that's a tough one today, isn't it? That's really hard. You know, Wednesday night, we started anew, and it's really a series. I had about 15 pages of notes, and we only got through three on Wednesday night. And we are addressing values and how they've changed and how important our values are. And so join us on Wednesday night for this. Are you directing their youthful minds to the Holy Scriptures and their feet to the sanctuary? Paul says, don't forsake the assembly of yourselves. There's a reason for that. It's not that we can't find Jesus anywhere. It's just when we come together as a family, it's special, and it's teaching that this is important. I was taught that at an early age that maybe I didn't want to go to church because I'll testify, I'm a victim of drugs, you know. I took drugs for 20 years. But because of those drugs, I'm in church today. I mean, I was drugged to church on Sunday morning, drugged to church on a Sunday night, and drugged to church on Wednesday night. That was my life. But through that, I saw the importance of church. Importance of the sanctuary. Amen? It is important. So it taught me that. Are we teaching our children to, or are we involved in restraining them from evil associates and habits? Boy, that's a tough one too, isn't it? And as much as you and I, we need to bring them up and nurture them in the Lord. Amen? Fathers, God has entrusted those children into our care. Man, He has given us these children to raise to the best of our ability. And I'm telling you, sometimes we don't do so good about it, do we? You know, they are an internal living soul. And I want my children to be in heaven. Amen? I want my kids to be in heaven, and I want to do everything I can to show them, not only tell them, I don't want to just tell them, I want to show them how important it is to have a relationship with our Father in heaven. And I'll tell you today, I know I'm not perfect. I'm not the perfect dad. Pastors aren't always perfect dads, right? Contrary to some beliefs. We're human beings. We really are. But are you, am I, doing everything in our power to encourage our children to follow Christ? I realize that children have to make up their own minds. They do. And their choices are their own. But that doesn't absolve us from doing everything we can to win them over to Christ. Amen?
Amen.
As long as both of you and your children are living, I'm telling you, my kids are going to hear about Jesus. As long as I have breath, my kids are going to see that it's important to go to church. They're going to see that it's important to read and study the Scriptures. They're going to see that it's important to have good character to the best of my ability. So evaluate yourselves this morning. Better yet, let the Holy Spirit speak and evaluate you and tell you the things that you need to be doing. Most importantly, seek the Lord in your understanding. Seek the Lord in what you should be doing as a father. Let it be God's plan that you're teaching him and not your own. Number two, there are other relationships we need to look at. And how about a man's relationship with his own parents? Right above that, in that same scripture, it talks about that. Honor your father and your mother. I know some of you here this morning, this is a difficult day for you because your parents have gone on. And it makes it difficult, but you can also look at their lives and the great things that they showed you and taught you and how to serve the Lord. Amen? I know many of you, and I know many of your parents. The Scripture tells us, honor your father and your mother. And that means that we still today can honor our father and mother, just as Kevin did this morning when he came and sang. He came here to honor your mom and your dad, right? So what is your relationship like with your parents? Do you honor your parents? And I want to tell you a story. I remember I came home from the military. You know, I was right before I started dating Leanne. You know, I was an adult, big guy, you know. So I went out with some buddies of mine. We ended up at one of my buddies' house, and about midnight, phone rang. And it was my dad on the phone. My buddy's like, "Hey, it's your dad." I'm like, "Okay." Dad's like, "Son, where you at?" I was like, "Well, I'm over at Jerry's house." "Well, you know it's midnight." I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Think you ought to come home?" I was like, "Well, yeah, I guess." And he goes, "Well, you need to get home. Me and your mom's worried about you." It's like, all right. So what I do? I could have rebelled, but you know, I really felt it in my heart, in my spirit. I told Jerry and the other guys, I was like, "I'm going home." So I got in my truck and I drove home, you know. And I remember, I never forget that story. Because I knew my dad, if I didn't come home, there would have been a knock on the door, not just a phone call. And he'd be like, "Hey, we need to come home," you know. That was my dad. But I respect that because he wanted to make sure that I was doing what I was taught to do. You know, so how are you doing? If a man really is the sum of his relationships, how are you doing? Do you love your parents and let them know that you love them? Do you pray for them? Sometimes relationships between parents and children, they're not so good. I know that. Sometimes the relationships can become broken and parents and children are no longer speaking. I've seen those relationships. And on occasion, I talk to people that they come to me describing their terrible relationships that they have, and not only with their parents, but also with their children. And they share this long list of perceived problems that have driven them away from this relationship. And you know my answer, because I don't have all the answers, but I just rely on God to give me this answer, and I use it often. I tell them, "You will be judged by God based upon your own actions. Your mom, dad, son, or daughter will be judged by God according to their actions as well. You just make sure that you have done everything that you can do and everything that you possibly can, so that when you stand before the Lord, you can say, 'I did everything I can,' and the Lord can look at you and say, 'You did.' I understand that that takes two people to make a resolution, but I also know that just one that's willing to humble themselves usually resolves the problem. To reach out in love means everything. And many times, that never happens, but many times it does. So men, what's your relationship with your parents? Do you love them? Do you let them know that you love them? Do you honor them? I say again, let the Holy Spirit begin to speak to you, even about this. It's an important relationship that we have. Another is a man's relationship to his wife. The scripture tells us, "For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh." Boy, that's a tough one too. Two different people becoming one. That's not easy. 32 years later, after Lee and I have been married, I can still tell you that's not easy. Becoming one. There's always, always a struggle with that. How is your relationship with your wife? Have you become one flesh, or are you following after other things? I'll put it that way. How important is it? Are you giving your energy to your relationship with your wife, or are you using up all your energy on all other things? And let me tell you, it can be a lot of things, from fishing to you name it, to work. Sometimes we get involved so much in work and trying to feed our family that we forget about our family. It's been said that the greatest gift a father can give to his children is to love their mother. And I will say that we don't all have the perfect relationship, but I will say one thing. I try to let my kids know that I love their mother. I not only tell her that I love her every day, I think I do every day. I don't think I miss it out. But I probably need to do it more. I also make it a point to tell my children how much I love them. You know, if we do that, it gives them security and it makes us feel good when somebody tells us they love us, doesn't it? It gives them a greater sense of security when we tell them we love them. Another sum of a man is a man's relationship with the world. It's another one we have to be careful with. This includes many different relationships that we can have. Our relationship with our employer, providing an honest day's work, your relationship with other women, friendly or maybe a little too friendly. Let me tell you, we have to be careful with that. I've seen many men get led astray by that. I've also seen pastors get led astray by that as well. And it's sad, but it's just facts. We have to be careful with our relationships. Sometimes we go it alone, and sometimes we're going alone when we do that. We have to realize how important it is to have other Christian men to mentor us. And let me tell you, I've relied on some wonderful people in my life to give me guidance and direction. And without them, I don't know what I would do in my life. I'll tell you somebody, and I'm going to pat them on the back because they're a good dad, but a person that really encourages me a lot is Leonard. And I want to tell you that, Leonard, this morning. I appreciate you. Leonard calls me a lot, gives me encouragement, and I appreciate that very much. Those things, they're important. In Proverbs 27:17, it says, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens another. I like that. We help each other out. What's your relationship with the lost? Is there this is a very delicate balance at times. Because we need to embrace the lost and we need to be friends with people who don't know Jesus. But we also need to be careful with that because as we influence, we need to be the influencer of people who are not saved, not allowing the not saved to be influencing us. And so there's a careful balance there. So look at your other relationships. Evaluate your other relationships. Are you being the man that you should be in each and every relationship? Sometimes we're different with other people than we are with other people. You know, we act different. We'll say things differently. But we shouldn't be that way, should we? We should be the same person all the time to everyone. Amen? Amen. Are you being a light for Christ in this lost world? Or has the world sucked you into its evil clutches? Finally, a man's relationship to Jesus. That's the most important one, isn't it? Because if you have a great relationship with Jesus, you'll have a great relationship with everyone else. Amen. A man is the sum of his relationships, and I believe that this is true, and we will be. This evaluation is based on the quality of our relationships with our children, and with our parents, and with our wives, and with the world. And all of these relationships are so very important to have proper balance in our life. In this quality of life that we have with everyone. Our relationship with the Lord isn't where it should be, then we need to make it where it should be. Amen? We need to get it there. And all these other relationships will just fall in line. Sometimes they're messed up, but Jesus can fix them. Amen? Scripture says, how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there's a plank in your own eye? He says, you hypocrites, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you'll see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Matthew 7, 4 and 5. I say this with honesty. I need to be the man that I'm preaching about. Right? I need to be that guy. If I'm getting up here on Sunday mornings or whenever it is on Wednesday night and I'm telling and I'm preaching the Word of God and how we ought to live and what we should do, then I need to be doing it myself. Amen?
Amen.
I need to be that guy. And if I got a speck or a plank, a beam sticking out of my eye, I watched a guy one time, he had a stick taped to his eye and it's sticking out like this long. He turns around. People were looking at him and he's talking about that and he's telling everybody what to do. It's just a funny analogy, but so true. This is speaking about a man's relationships with others. If your relationship with the Lord is damaged, then you need to fix that relationship today. Amen. Once you've fix that relationship with Jesus, it will help you repair all the other relationships in your life. You'll be able to better address those things in your life that are damaged. So this morning, fathers, men, I'm preaching to me as well. I want to evaluate my relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not a one-time thing. It's not, I knelt in an altar 20 years ago and got saved. It's, I get up every day and I evaluate my relationship with Christ. I reestablish that every day. And that's why Paul said that so plainly, I die daily. Because there's a giving up of yourself. It's an evaluation of yourself. And I hope you've been listening to me this morning. I hope you understand. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us today about the things in our life that we need to fix. And I know I need to spend more time with my kids. I know I need to spend more time with my wife. I know I need to spend more time with my mom and my dad, especially now more than ever. I know. So let's get it squared away with Jesus this morning. Let Him take care of those things in your life that need to be taken care of. And if your relationship with Jesus this morning is not where it needs to be, then you know what to do. You know what to do. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I laid my heart out today, Lord. Lord, I just pray that Your Holy Spirit abounds in all of us. Make us better husbands and fathers, friends, Christian brothers. Lord, help us today.